What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And begin to see even more in that regard. Shout out to CJ Gardner Johnson, CD as he likes to be called, as we listen to some of that here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're at that time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions, and we will do those next.
All right, here we go. I went to the dentist yesterday after the show.
Okay.
All good.
Everything good?
Yeah, all clean, no cavities.
No cavities.
All that. Now, I am going to have to schedule, I have an old crown and from when I cracked a tooth. And so they said, there's probably a little infection in there. If it doesn't hurt you, no harm, no foul, but you need to get a root canal eventually. So I scheduled it during the Texans off week. So I'll probably be out one day.
Week six?
Yeah, week six. at some point.
When they beat the Ravens?
But well, we'll see about that. But that's not my confession. While I was waiting to go into the dentist, to see the dentist, you know, you're just messing around on your phone, I took the Harry Potter test.
Oh, the sorting?
I guess because the Astros were doing that thing yesterday and all that stuff, to see what house you're in. And so for the record,
I mean, Hufflepuff, that's crazy.
I answered all the questions. For the record, I'm a Ravenclaw.
Oh.
I have no idea what that
means.
You
a big Harry Potter fan?
No. I watched the first movie, maybe the first two movies, but then I'm not a huge, I just went. You know?
I read the first 2.5 books because I didn't get through the third book.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm good.
But
I'm good on this.
So I'm a Ravenclaw for whatever that means. I have no idea. But I did realize something.
You and the group that people don't like.
Ravenclaw, is that right?
713-572-4610. Confirm what I said.
What does it mean?
I have no idea what any of y'all
are
talking about.
Slytherin was the one.
That's right. I'd be forgetting.
Yeah.
My bad.
But okay, but here's what I realized. The ladies in the front there at the dentist office.
The receptionists?
They were different things. Some were hygienists, some were assistants, some were receptionists.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I've known them for a long time. And they're like, oh, what are you? And so I told them. And I realized there's a certain element of the what sign are you to the Harry Potter thing.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
No, like not a certain element. That's what we're doing here. We're doing.
It's becoming the modern day. What's your sign?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. It is youth adult literature astrology. That's all it is. That's what it is.
And so I was like, it's kind of cool. I mean, they're like, oh, you're a Ravenclaw. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm a Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else said something. I don't even know all the houses or whatever.
It's four. It's Hufflepuff, Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin.
And Slytherin.
Those are the four houses.
So that's like the modern day what's your sign, isn't it?
Yes, without question. Like that is.
This is the first time I ever heard of any of this.
So you haven't watched.
I'd never forget my teacher in fifth grade. This is when the first book came out.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in fifth grade, and she gave us a choice to either sit with her while she read the book.
Mm-hmm.
This book called Harry Potter. I never heard it. It wasn't a big craze during that time.
Yeah.
And or either you read your own book and do your own thing.
Yeah.
And then this lady going to try to give us a pop quiz on it. I'm like, man, ain't nobody. It's only a couple of y'all reading
phone.
This book.
I took your phone, Lopez, for a very specific purpose.
Okay.
We just got a text from one of our teammates here at Sports Radio 610 that said, I'm a Ravenclaw too. Who do you name that 610 Sports Radio personality who is also a Ravenclaw and decided to text us during a show?
Okay, so based on the questions I had to answer, I'm going to say, I want to say Seth.
Mm.
It is not Seth.
Sean.
It is not Sean.
Tyler.
It is T-Mill. T-Mill said, said he is also a Ravenclaw and that Ron is a Hufflepuff. Why he knows that? No idea whatsoever.
Because of what I said, my confession. I think this is what you're going to be doing now, like on first dates. So what sign are you? What house are you? You know?
You anticipating having some first dates here?
I said what people are going to be.
Okay, I was just making sure.
But you never know.
Hey, look.
If I had a first date and somebody asked me that, I'm like, you know what? I got an emergency. It happened. I'm so sorry about this. I actually have to leave now.
I'm not going to say my hot takes about this. I'll let people, the Harry Potter fans, mm-hmm. have their day. I am not proud of myself, is the confession that I have. But I am very happy about this thing that I know about myself, which is that I really enjoy not being a homeowner for this particular purpose. Mm-hmm. I was telling Lopez this earlier this week. Washed some dishes in the dishwasher, opened it up. I was like, they're not all that clean. And I looked at the bottom. I was like, oh no, it's pooling water. And I was just like, well, time to tell these people to come fix their stuff. Like, I was like, I love this. I love this about being a renter and not an owner, just being able to be like, hey, thing's broken. Y'all want to get on this and come fix it? So there's that. But I didn't put in the work order for a couple of days, so there was a couple of days where I did not have the dishwasher. And this is where I am not proud of myself.
Yeah.
I have hand washed a lot of dishes in my life.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like growing up, my mom, we had a dishwasher.
We didn't either.
And I was the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I very much can mm-hmm. and capable of it. And I have not washed a dish all week. And I have not cooked all week. I have just gone and bought food.
Yeah.
And that is the thing I'm not proud about. All it takes for me mm-hmm. to avoid doing like basic, you know, basic chores that I do all the time anyways, yeah. normally, is the dishwasher breaking. Like, yeah. I am this close to being the laziest MF-er you know.
But the good thing is, you got it fixed and you didn't have to pay a penny. That's one of the things, man.
It's a beauty. It really is a beauty. Yeah. I do enjoy that about myself, but also I did not... I thought that I had gotten to a place where I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm not that lazy. And all it took was just the littlest, there's a slight inconvenience in having to wash these dishes.
Mom's not here to tell me to wash these dishes. Like, I'm not going to wash them.
Guess we eating burritos tonight, baby.
Exactly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man, I've been seeing this commercial for a couple weeks now, and I don't really understand the craze over this, man. So Sonnet, they have a thing called the Big Deal Meal, and it's pretty much a pickle meal. So you got some type of hamburger with pickles on it, and I think it got some pickle seasoning on it. And to top it off, you got some type of pickle slushy.
Ew.
With a pickle on the top of it.
Yikes.
This is the new lemon pepper now, man. Oh. Where everything is lemon pepper. You got all this other stuff. I think, what was the place? I think it was Popeye's.
Mm-hmm.
They had something similar where it was just like a pickle menu.
Yeah.
And they had a pickle, I want to say it was pickle lemonade. I just don't get that crazy over pickles. Like, I like pickles on a sandwich.
Exactly.
But that's about it, man. I understand people eating the actual pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Some people eat it as a snack. But I just don't get making the whole meal out of pickle with pickle slushy.
Maybe you
don't knock it if you... Mm-hmm. I can't knock it if I ain't tried, but I just don't understand the pickle craze.
All right, look, I could have had that confession because I'm with you, and I love you. Reggie knows this. I put pickles on everything, but not as like a slushy and pickle in the meat and pickle it here and all that other
just
stuff.
Just the pickle seasoning.
That's
and
too much. Overkill.
Yeah, yeah. To me, I just don't understand. I feel like this is really the new lemon pepper or the new hot chicken. Remember the hot chicken?
Mm-hmm.
The Nashville hot. I feel like this is going to be the new Nashville Hot, where everybody is doing it now. Yeah.
There's a lot of things in this segment that I believe to be overrated. I'll let you decide which ones. Shout out to Jay Rizzo on the Twitch chat. Again, appreciation to Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams that said that big pickle lemonade was disgusting.
Okay.
Hey, you ain't have to tell me that, and I'm a lemonade fan. Mm-hmm.
That is incredible that's happened.
I'd rather just drink the pickle juice. Just regular
I've
pickle
done
juice.
That. Yeah. I've done that. And I purchased, you know, when especially when I was a kid, you know, the pickle in the convenience store and just make it a snack. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. I understand if you got a jar of pickles and then you got the juice at the end, some people drink it.
I have.
I can't mix that with some lemonade or make it a slushy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get that.
Yeah.
Gross.
So I guess pickles are overrated.
According to Reggie.
Well, yeah. Now somebody said 832, please try it and let us know. Sounds like you might have to do. Look, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. As much as I legitimately am not a fan of like pickle flavor, I will eat pickle on certain sandwiches, like you said, like a burger, maybe mm-hmm. a sandwich, chicken sandwich, but I don't eat it elsewhere. If we do it as a family, as a staff record label and a crew,
mm-hmm.
I will try the pickle flavored stuff. If y'all want to do this as like a thing.
I don't have any desire to get a pickle slushy.
Okay.
I just have none.
Or the pickle lemonade?
None.
Try it.
No. There's other things we got to
try first. Probably got to get a pickle flavor ice cream or something.
Yeah. There's other things we got to try first. It's a long list. It's getting long.
Add it to the list.
Yeah. All right. So I'm wondering if I feel bad about this. That's part of the confession. But I also want to know, does this make me just not a good fan?
Yes. Wait, what are we talking about?
I'm out on Justin Verlander. Like, he's been mentioned here and there, you know, as, hey, the Astros still have an eye on Justin Verlander. Now, it's not as deep a reporting as some of these other, you know, candidates that we're hearing about on trade deadline day. Love him. Awesome. What memories. I'm good on Justin Verlander.
Strong agree.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Strong agree. It's one of the reasons why I was very mad at the Giants. Hey, get that man his wins, because I don't want him coming over here trying to get him over here. No, I just don't know that he fits what you're trying to do.
Right.
Like, he does not serve the purpose that you ultimately need. And that's the thing that's kind of tough about sports, is that at any given time, you can see a divergence of purpose mm-hmm. from someone that you would like. Hell, I was in the same place how many hours ago talking about Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
Love seeing Carlos Correa as a shortstop for the Astros. I don't think that I want them to do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it fits the purpose of what the Astros are doing right now. So JV, love him. I hope that he has that Astro star on his hat when that bus comes out mm-hmm. in Cooperstown. I just don't want to see him with that star on his hat right now in 2025.
What do you think they need to do right now? Like, do you have somebody they should probably try to go after at this point?
Well, based on what we're talking about.
Because they probably need a starting pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys kept saying a left-handed bat.
Yeah.
Who do you think is out there that will fit that?
Well, I think of the realistic names, you know, that have been bandied about, I'm kind of leaning toward Alcantara, because a ground ball pitcher, can get things done like Fromber with this defense and on a team that's not going to score a ton of runs. That's where I would lean right now.
Well, I'm going to be honest. And, man, I got to find the right way to say this, because if I was in a group chat with my friends, I would say something that I wouldn't say in front of everybody. So I am up. I am excited for something that John Morosi, mm-hmm. MLB insider for MLB Network, has tweeted mere minutes ago. In fact, 5 minutes ago. And I will read this verbatim. The Astros are one team to watch on Stephen Kwan.
Oh, Lord, yes. I'm glad you said that, man.
Oh,
God, yes.
I think I mentioned it yesterday, because I seen a report pretty much saying they were trying to get off of Stephen Kwan and Shane Bieber, who is mm-hmm. pretty good. I think he might have won a Cy Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Bieber, he went to Toronto. He's with the Blue Jays.
Okay, I know he got
him.
Okay,
today.
It must have been not that long ago.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it had to be at least within the last hour.
Because he was in the minor leagues. He was, doing some rehab pitcher. I thought that would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. Get you a starting pitcher and a left-handed bat.
Yeah, no, Stephen Kwan, I mean, sign me up 100%. But he's been mentioned with several teams, including the Padres again.
Yeah, he has. Padres, yeah. Dodgers.
Padres have gotten some moves.
They've gotten a lot of guys. Yeah. And, I mean, he fits all the things. I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
Pretty damn solid defensively. He's hitting pretty well. Now, he is going to be like, he's not going to be a crazy slug guy, but, I mean, slugging .408 this year. So, yeah, man, Stephen Kwan, sign me up. Sign me up twice, in fact. I like that one. So I do love that at this late hour, as we are, again, within, four and a half hours?
Less than 5 hours,
to the trade deadline, Stephen Kwan is a name to watch out for your Houston Astros. That's a guy, by the way, outfielder as well. I love the idea. Left-handed outfielder, guy that you're going to be able
to get
out there.
He's good, too, man.
Yes, very good. He's been very good, an all-star in his right as well. So, I like that. I like that note. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said they're shopping in the bargain bin with Tommy Pham. Bleep that. They said they put that on the candy aisle like Lopez puts the brisket that he's not taking. He said, let me get that Stephen Kwan. I'm with you. We'll see if they actually get that across the finish line. But right now, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, it's a Thursday. It's not a Wednesday. Reggie's going to get that right eventually. Mm. But Thursdays, we do a little buy or sell. So let's do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.